I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. State education officials are preparing to release performance scores for public schools and public school districts. Louisiana Education Superintendent John White is scheduled to discuss the school and district report cards this morning in a telephone news conference. For kindergarten and elementary grades, the performance scores are based on student test scores. In middle school, the number of credits a student earns through ninth grade is also factored in. High school performance scores are based on ACT and of course, exams, as well as graduation rates. A third man involved in the 2010 murder of Rayville Police Sergeant Thomas Alexander is pleaded guilty in the case. Anthony Otis pleaded guilty Monday to manslaughter before State District Judge Terry Dowdy, who sentenced him to 21 years in prison. Otis dropped off two other men, Richard Long and Robert Walker, at a Richland Parish home to commit a burglary but never entered the home. Alexander was responding to a September 11, 2010 burglary outside the city limits and was shot by Long, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Walker, who went inside the house, previously pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and is also serving a life sentence. Law enforcement agencies are participating in a Louisiana Heroin Summit designed to address the recent rise in heroin use and drug-related deaths around the state. The all-day event today is hosted by the Louisiana State Police in partnership with the Drug Enforcement Administration. State police say that the Baton Rouge area ranked 19th in the nation last year per capita for heroin overdose deaths, with 34 people who died from use of the drug. Arrests for heroin are also on the rise statewide. Police say that 152 pounds of heroin were seized last year compared to 21 pounds in 2012. Former President Bill Clinton tells a crowd of Mary Landrieu supporters that he doesn't see how the senior senator is not a clear favorite in Louisiana's U.S. Senate race over her Republican challengers. Clinton says that Landrieu has a history of getting things done.
Every one of these analyses that the nonpartisan groups in Washington do show that she is, A, one of the most bipartisan people in the United States Senate, and B, one of the 10 most effective people in the United States Senate.
Clinton was in Baton Rouge Monday and spoke at a Landrieu rally. Her main opponent, Bill Cassidy, constantly ties Landrieu and her voting record to policies supported by President Obama. But Clinton says Louisiana voters should not look at the Senate race as a chance to vote against Obama.
You cannot afford to vote for what you're against. You have to vote for what you're for.
During a nearly 30-minute speech, Clinton spoke about Landrieu's efforts to help college students afford their education, her support for a higher minimum wage, and chairmanship of the Senate Energy Committee. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 80s, mostly clear skies this evening with a low tonight in the mid-50s.